Now to the election and a rumor that's been going around. Have you heard the story about how Mitt Romney's son, Tag, is going to steal the election for his dad? It swept the liberal blogosphere in recent days, and it's not true. But like all good conspiracy theories, it is based on kernels of truth. As part of our series In Context, NPR's Tamara Keith joins us to explain where the story came from. And Tamara, first, walk us through this conspiracy.
This conspiracy centers on voting machines in Ohio. And as we all know, Ohio is a key battleground state. A couple of Ohio counties use voting machines made by a company called Hart InterCivic. A little over a year ago, a private equity firm called HIG Capital invested heavily in Hart. It took over its board. And Tag Romney, he has a private equity firm called Solimere. It invested in HIG. So goes the story, Tag Romney could fix the election for his dad.
All right, so what are the holes here? What's wrong with this story?
Well, let's start with the voting machines. In Ohio, there are only two counties that use machines from Hart. I called Hamilton County, it's the most populous county. And aside from one election machine in each polling place for disabled voters, and those are electronic, the county uses what's called the Hart e-scan machine. So voters actually vote on paper ballots, and then those ballots are fed into a scanner that tabulates the votes. But there's always a paper backup so that if there is a recount, there's something to count. The county bought these machines back in 2005, so way before HIG ever invested in Hart InterCivic. I spoke with Sally Crizall at the Board of Elections. She says Hart isn't involved in the election in any way.
We do all of our own pre-testing on it, maintenance diagnostics on it, and we do all of our vote tabulation, ballot preparation. All of that is done by bipartisan teams of people here in Hamilton County.
She told me that they opted for this paper-based system so that they could be confident in their results.
We feel really comfortable with this system, and that kind of makes the most recent press really disheartening because we feel good about the system that we chose and the system that we operate.
And what of Tag Romney's connection to the voting machine company?
It turns out it isn't a real connection. According to HIG, Solimere is not invested in the fund that has an interest in Hart. So there's no direct financial interest or connection to the voting machines. That said, several top executives at HIG are what's known as bundlers for the Romney campaign. That's according to a database created by USA Today and the Sunlight Foundation. And that means they've raised tons of money for Romney. There are also three HIG executives on the board of Hart InterCivic, and two of them have given money to Mitt Romney, though one also has given money to President Obama. And this does create the appearance that there could be something fishy. That's the kernel of truth in the conspiracy. But I would just take you back to Hamilton County and the machines there and the bipartisan election officials there who say Hart is absolutely not going to be able to tamper with their vote.
Tamara, in the end, why do you think this story took hold?
Part of it is that in 2004, there was a similar controversy involving election machines made by Diebold. Also, these are just complex financial relationships that are difficult to understand. And it's Ohio, which is at the center of the fight, and every vote counts.
That's NPR's Tamara Keith. Tamara, thanks.
Thank you.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.